A Town Called Discovery, written by R.R. Haywood and read by Carl Prekop.
In the beginning. She runs between the high hedges on a concrete path, sprinting with sweat pouring down her face and sodden blue coveralls clinging to her frame. Her bare feet slap the path, and somewhere behind her, the dogs snarl and bark as they give chase. Confusion inside. She has no self, no identity, but the terror she felt is now channeled into a burning rage that pushes her on to find him, to hurt him, to kill him. Everything hurts, and she bleeds from her hands, from her arms, and from her feet that leave slick spots of blood on the path she flies over. The last corner, the straight section to the door. She screams out to summon energy, but she's so tired now, and her face pales with crimson blooms as her vision closes in. The dogs breach the corner behind her, leaning into the curve, then coming straight to power on in her wake, scenting her blood and her fear, and she sprints with everything she has, not breathing, not looking back. She can make it. She can reach the door, but there's nothing left to give after that. She can't do it all again. Please, not again. The door slams open as she staggers out, readying for the drop, but she lands on a concrete path, yelling out at the shock of it, and rolling quickly in expectation of the dogs savaging her. But they stop at the door, not crossing the threshold. She rolls on her back, gasping for air as the foot presses down into her neck. She bucks and heaves, grabbing it with both hands and gurgling at the weight bearing down. Cold blue eyes set in a rugged, handsome face stare into hers. The same cold blue eyes she has seen through all of this. He smiles like a wolf and holds her pinned while staring into her hazel eyes flecked with green. And when he speaks, his voice is harsh and bitter. Well done, little Roshi. Welcome to Discovery. Chapter 1. This beginning. A dream. A nightmare. He is falling through the air towards an ocean of huge rolling waves. He has no self. He has no name. He screams to wake before he hits the surface because everyone knows if you die in a dream, you die for real. He hits the surface and feels the bones in his legs snap from the impact. Salt water fills his lungs, and where images of his life should be flashing through, there is only a void. And in his final seconds of life, he sees an open-topped inflatable boat go whizzing past, helmed by a figure in a hooded waterproof smock. Then he sinks down into the water, with his vision closing in as his body shuts down to die. He screams, because he died. But he is back to falling through the air, still not knowing who he is, and the next impact is brutal, breaking both his legs, and he drowns in agony, watching the bubbles in the water form from the spin of the propeller as the boat moves slowly overhead. But a heartbeat later, he is back to falling again, and searches his mind for any trace memory of who he is. It happens dozens of times, over and again, dropping through the air into an ocean that feels as hard as concrete. And each time the same boat is there, helmed by the same hooded figure watching him die. Fear and terror mix with utter confusion to create a hysteria he cannot break free from, and he slams into the water, breaking his spine, but clings to life as the boat slows and the hooded figure leans over the side.
Getting boring now,
a female voice, mocking in a tone that only makes his terror worse, and he screams out, but the water rushes in to make him choke and gag and drown and die.